Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and I'm very excited to have this guy on the line with me. The last time I was with him was in Tupelo, Mississippi, as we were covering the president at an event. It was a very special occasion for both of us to be able to have White House press pool credentials, and glad to have Jason Collum on the line right now. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Jason.
Well, Mark, I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you by phone. Under better circumstances, it'd be in person, but being the day after Thanksgiving and with familial obligations and family in town, we'll just have to do it remotely.
That's right. Well, I found myself doing my show remotely since just about the time COVID hit. So most of the time it's over the phone now anyway.
Try doing a newspaper remotely. It's a whole lot harder.
Oh, brother.
Try doing two newspapers remotely. It is what it is. It's the hand we've been dealt. And I think if nothing else, this year has taught a whole bunch of us how to be a lot more resourceful and to do the best we can with what we've got in the situation we're in.
Speaking about two newspapers, the Baldwin News and then the Red Bay News. You cover them both, don't you?
I cover them both, and I hope that I cover them well. Some weeks we do better than others, but we do what we can there. I grew up in Red Bay, so it's a little bit of an honor to be able to have the opportunity to publish the newspaper in Red Bay. We did that. I took over that in 2014, and been there since. So, and it's a bit of a dance, though. The two papers are separated by about 45 miles. It does not seem that far, but there's really no good way to get from one place to the next. So, the two geographic regions, there's no overlap in the coverage areas. So, you can't really trade content or share content from one to the other. They both are their own separate entities, and it can be a dance to try to get them both done in the one right after the next in the same week. But I've been doing it for 5-6 years now, and it's still going. So that's the best we can do.
Red Bay, Alabama, being so close to the Alabama state line, and then going across, it would be very similar to someone say in Athens choosing Florence or Huntsville to go to, and then a person in Red Bay, they typically might go to Tupelo if they don't choose to, say, go to Florence or Muscle Shoals.
Probably, I would say, probably a great analogy would be someone living in Ardmore and publishing up in Pulaski, Tennessee.
There you go.
So, yeah, it's that kind of thing. Small town, one's right on the border, the other sits, Baldwin sits, for those who don't know, Baldwin sits about 15 miles north of Tupelo, that's actually where I live. I live in Tupelo. I'm about 40 miles, 45 miles or give or take, from Red Bay. I'm about 25 miles from Baldwin, and it seems like it's a good fit to be able to run from one to the next. And run, I do. The odometer on the truck speaks to that.
Tell me what led you into the news business. I know how I got into the Mark White Show, but how does a guy turn to the paper and that type of work?
Well, really, it was a vow of poverty I took.
No.
I really don't know. It's just when I was in the seventh or eighth grade, I started this thing in school called the No Star News, and it was a spoof thing. I would cut out pictures from the Times Daily or the Red Bay News or wherever I could get them, and pasting them up onto a paper, and then I would hand write out things and. A lot of goofy stuff. One thing, for instance, I remember there was one girl in class. How in the world I maintained any friendships in high school, I have no idea, because one of the friends that I had, she was one of the butts of the jokes of that paper, because I would cut out pictures of every NASCAR race wreck that I could find, And that was this girl's, I was like, this was her 48th attempt at getting her driver's license or whatever. You know, you got cars just spiraling through the air. There's a lot of stuff like that. And so that kind of evolved into starting a little school paper. And there was a little incident there that it made me mad, and I wound up going to the local paper in town. I wrote a letter to the editor, took it to the publisher at Red Bay at that time, and Susan Harp was her name, and she looked over the letter. She said, "Well, how old are you?" I think I was 17 at that time, I think. And she said, "Well, I'm going to have your parents' permission to look at this, to write this." And then she looked back down and she said, "Why don't you forget this and start writing for me?" Well, sure, that's fine by me.
Awesome.
So worked there for a little while, graduated high school, became the news editor at the Red Bay News. That was in 94. Took a job with the Daily Journal in Tupelo as a copy editor at 19. And from there, worked briefly with the Sun Herald in Biloxi. Came back to Tupelo, left the newspaper industry back around 2001, which I have maintained publishing work the entire time. I published apartment magazine and website in Tupelo, done some real estate advertising work since then, but left that, went into the insurance industry, and then God called us into the mission field in Central America in 2012. We moved down there, served the time he wanted us to do down there, came back up here, and newspapering was just, it was the fit. Yeah, I really don't know how to explain it other than that. So it's long story short, it's what God called me to do. It's what he gifted me to do. I think I do it fairly well I work with the talents and abilities he's given me. And we have picked up several awards over in Baldwin from the Mississippi Press Association. So I think that speaks to what we've been able to accomplish with very limited resources and a very small staff over there. But, it's how did I get into it? I think it's just what God led me into.
That is very interesting. I think about the fact that my very first phone call to Paul Feinbaum, I was about 12 years old. I called in to Paul Feinbaum's show, and then I wrote a letter to the editor myself to the Birmingham News. It made it to the paper. I had somebody come back with the rebuttal to my statement. Mm-hmm. They didn't realize I was 13 years old. The Mr. Whites of the world is what they said.
That's funny.
And I read the thing. My grandmother, she got a hold of the paper, and of course she had my letter to the editor, and then I guess it was a week later somebody responded to my letter. So I guess I did pretty good.
It was at that moment where you realized, man, I can wield so much power.
I'm already Mr. White at 13
it's
years
like,
old.
It's like, wait a minute. Now, Mr. White was one of the villains in the most recent Bond movie. So, you know, it's like, you could have gone one of two ways with that. I think you went the right way.
Well, I was thinking you could have gone another way with your writing, too, because you could have been the publisher of Star Magazine or one of those that sits there at the grocery store with making fun of people, you know?
Well, depending upon which week you read the newspaper, you may think I had gone the wrong way with it.
Well, the main thing, you know, is that you have a passion for what you do. I believe this, and that you do feel like it's something that you're supposed to do, because I know there's so many people out there day in and day out are still looking. And it took me 20 years. I don't hesitate to tell people that from 18 years old to 38 years old, I didn't have a clue until my dad died. And then when my dad died, something hit me. I was already doing this volunteer Applebee's tailgate talk show for sports, but it just hit me that there was something else that I could do. And that's when I decided to ask the radio station if I could buy some airtime and started the Mark White Show. But I don't want anybody to think that this just came to be out of, well, I just decided I wanted to do it and just jumped in. 20 years of being a police officer, selling life insurance. I was working in a steel mill. I worked treating utility poles across the state. All these different jobs that I did, worked as a warehouse manager in a furniture store. I did a lot of different things and never was able to find what I wanted to do. And it just came to me, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I don't think, I mean, it's just, it's neat the way God creates us all, because I don't believe there are some who know from the get-go, this is what I am supposed to be, this is what I am destined to be. And then there are those who search. And I don't think there's a right or wrong in any of it. because honestly, you know, back 50 years ago, it was not uncommon for someone to have the same career their entire lifetime, to work at the same place for 30 years, 25, 30 years, 40 years, get that gold watch and go home. That is almost unheard of now. And in fact, I mean, you know, when I say this, I don't mean it in a bad way, but career hopping, I don't mean it badly. Career hopping is common because I think there are so many people who they realize, you know, I trained for this, but it's just not the right thing. That does not necessarily mean they weren't where they were supposed to be. I mean, I'm a firm believer, Jesus Christ is my Savior. I don't have any problems telling people that. I firmly believe that God puts us where we are supposed to be at any given time. And who knows what that purpose is, this side of heaven, we may not understand what those purposes are. So that all that to say, I believe we are where we are supposed to be in what capacity we are supposed to be at any given time, because we just never know how God is using us. And so, you know, the time that you were a police officer, God had you in that role for a reason. The time you were selling life insurance, God had you in that role for a reason. So I don't think anyone should look down on someone if they have been in five different jobs over the course of 10 years, unless of course they can't hold a job because they don't work. Now that's a different matter. But if someone is searching, hey, go for it. So long as you are searching and seeking to use the gifts and the talents and abilities God's given you, nothing at all wrong with it.
I agree completely. We're definitely in a different generation. My father, who dropped out of high school in the ninth grade, was able to get a job at General Motors and retired from General Motors. But that's not going to happen these days. You wouldn't get a job at General Motors as a ninth grade dropout from high school, but that was a different time. And he fit the time he was in to be able to have a job like that and to do what he did. There is something to be said for searching. And in this day and age, I think it is good to search. And if you can try some things, and we've only got one life to live, right, Jason?
Absolutely. You've only got one life. And you know, we never know. Our days are numbered. We have no clue what that number of days is. And all we can do is do the best we can with it. And we certainly should not squander it. I mean, every day of life is a gift.
Well, speaking of being in the right place at the right time, we have an owl.
For the record, no, we do not have an owl. That owl got released last night.
There was a release party, I understand.
It was probably, you know, keeping abiding by the norms of the day. It was probably only about six people. You know, that seventh person wanted to show up, and we said, "Nope, you stay at the edge of the street. Don't come over here, buddy."
Let's take a quick break, and then I'll come back, and we'll talk about the owl story. You can share what happened, and we'll talk about that when we come back, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Folks, we're talking to my friend Jason Collum. He is in Tupelo, Mississippi. He hails from Red Bay, Alabama. But then he has two newspapers, the Baldwin News, also the Red Bay News that he is the publisher of. I'm glad to have him on the show right now. I saw a picture of this owl that he was able to help yesterday, and I wanted him to share about that. So we're going to have him share that story when we come back. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference, all we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor.
Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is a great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you. I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early. Get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I hope you're all having a great day. We just finished up Thanksgiving. You've celebrated with your family. Maybe you're celebrating today, but I hope that whatever you're doing, you're thankful for the things that you're surrounded by, the people you're surrounded by, the different ways and opportunities that we have to make a difference physically, mentally. And I hope that you will find a purpose in this life to make a difference for someone else. Right now on the line, I have with me Jason Collum. He's a friend of mine. As I mentioned, we met in Tupelo last October as we were covering the president in Tupelo, Mississippi. We both had our White House pool press credentials, which was very cool. Two small town guys being able to cover the president next to CNN and ABC and NBC and Fox on the platform. That was nice. It was fun. It was a great experience, wasn't it, Jason?
It absolutely was. You know, this, I remember early on in my career with the Red Bay News, just out of high school, somebody made the remark back then that said, they specifically said, you'll be working for the New York Times someday. And I said, no, I really don't know that I want to do that. Well, that was back in 93, 94. I can certainly say, no, I really don't want to work for the Times today. So being able to go and cover a visit by the President of the United States in our, you know, in my town and 50 miles from where I grew up, covering publishing the smallest newspaper in Mississippi and one of the smaller ones in Alabama, getting that opportunity to be up on the media stage and cover that That was an awesome experience.
Yes, exactly. And those experiences help make life what it is, and we can look back and we can enjoy those things and we can build off of them and make those connections. And I'm glad that we made that connection there that day, because to gain a friendship is far more important than having White House press credentials, but making a new friend absolutely. And networking, I love that, because a relationship goes from there. We have a mutual friend in Mark Richardson, who's a great guy. They're working at Tiffin Motorhomes in Red Bay, and we have a lot absolutely. Of mutual friends, and I think that's just the best thing that came out of it, man.
Well, no doubt, no doubt. You know, as I mentioned in the earlier segment, you know, God puts us where we're supposed to be to serve his purposes, to meet the goals, you know, meet what he has lined up to happen. And so, you know, it might not necessarily be for this phone conversation. Maybe it's something on down the road. Who knows? But, you know, I don't believe things happen just by happenstance. I believe, you know, God's fully in control, and he puts us where we're supposed to be for our own good.
Even down to a barred owl, huh?
Even down to an owl. And that was kind of a crazy thing, because yesterday I had actually been up to Florence with my daughter. We had gone visit family up there for Thanksgiving, and so we had gotten back down, and we were probably an hour and a half later than we were expected to be getting back down to Tupelo to visit with my wife's family here. And so, you know, it was the day had not gone to schedule, but no problems with that, because it just meant we spent more time with family. But so we got back down here. My brother-in-law he picked up a new car recently and was wanting to show it to us. So we, after dinner, we got out, went down the road just a piece. And probably it was not the length of the drive that he wanted to take, but we had probably only been on the road, I'd say maybe 2 minutes, and there was something in the roadway. In the distance, it looked like a big garbage bag. It was. That's the only thing I can think of. That's what we thought it was initially. Then we got up on it, and we could tell it was an owl in the middle of the road. And, you know, I love birds. I love owls. They're beautiful creation.
Yes.
And but this one, it was just in the middle of the road. And the traffic was fairly heavy out there on that road. But it was in the middle of nowhere out here. No lights around it. How in the world it had not been run over, which, hey, you know what? I have thought about it since, and I can say at least probably of the 5 or 6 cars that passed through there around that owl, around the time when we came up on it, at least none of those people were on their phones.
Yes. They certainly would have hit the owl.
Well, they would have, because by the time we saw it, my brother-in-law was able to drive just a piece up the road. It was not very far, because we went to turn around, come back to see if we could rescue it. And just in that amount of time, I think it was like, 5 or 6 cars had come through there. So fortunately, though, that owl was there. Didn't know we were totally unprepared to handle an owl. But we went, got out of the car. I did not know what kind of condition it was in. I didn't know if the thing was going to scratch and peck. So there was a construction barrel was on the side of the road from there. And I initially was going to scoop it up with that, but when I saw the bird was not going to put up any resistance, I went ahead and picked it up, and we got it into the car with us, and it was not moving. I mean, it wasn't limp, but it was not moving at all. So we turned around, we came back to my mother-in-law's house, got out, got the owl into the garage, and you know, if it had had a head injury or if it had a concussion, bringing it into light would not have been the greatest option.
Right.
But really what we were trying, we weren't trying to keep it. You know, we didn't look at it and go, ooh, a new pet. You know, nothing like that.
Right.
It's just, we saw an owl and it was injured and just wanted to try to take care of it. I think that's a responsibility that we have as children of God, is to look after his creation. And so we get the owl back here, and now this is kind of the funny part. I mean, this all transpired maybe in the whole amount of 10 minutes. I mean, it was really not long at all. But we get back here, get out of my brother-in-law's car, go into the garage. And so I'm holding it. And, of course, family is, we're taking pictures of it, because it was a gorgeous bird. So, but its eyes, it was not really opening its eyes much at all. And
and hadn't really turned its head much at all. But while they were taking pictures, it slowly turned its head around and it looked at me. And that's the those are some of the photos that we that I shared on my Facebook page. That was just neat. This bird was just it turned its head and it was looking at me. But it was a very funny moment. This is one of those times when the written word just does not do the situation justice. The bird turned its head, it looked at me, and those eyes popped open wide, and it jerked its head back a little bit. And you know, if I was a proud person, I probably would have been offended. But I'm not. I gave up that pride a long time ago. But it was just so funny because that bird, it's like it turned and it looked at me, and then it opened its eyes and it was like, whoa, what is this ugly thing? And he started to try to get loose at that point. That was before then. He had not moved at all, but started to move. And that's when I found out those talons are sharp, because he started trying to grab the first thing he could get. First thing he could get was my pinky finger. And so I put him down quickly into, I didn't drop him. For anyone listening, this bird was not harmed under our care.
That's right.
Yeah, no, we weren't looking for a pet. We weren't looking to try to, you know, it's like, ooh, new toy. We weren't doing that at all. We were just trying to save the bird. But so I put it down quickly, but gently, into a little garden cart in my mother-in-law's garage, just long enough to be able to get my hands back around its wings to get it back under control. Well, we turned around, we took it out to the yard, just gently put it down, and immediately it took off and took flight. So it was just, you know, it was an enjoyable couple of minutes looking at the bird. If it was even that long in the garage, and being able to get some nice photos of it. But more importantly, I mean, I'm just glad the thing wasn't killed, because out on the road, a lot of traffic, no lights, no way to see what was going on out there. And, you know, we were able to save it. And all I can say is for whatever reason, God had us in the place to rescue that bird, and he gave us the opportunity to grab some photos of one of his beautiful creations, and just gave us a good little memory out of it. It had a happy ending in that the bird was able to fly off on its own power. So I trust that and for anyone who is concerned, we were probably only about maybe a nautical half mile from where the bird was rescued. So this is its territory. We did not take it 25 miles away. This is where it roams. So I think it's a best case scenario for the bird, you know, is rescued and it went back to its territory.
Well, in thinking about the picture that I saw with you, Jason, to see somebody I know holding an owl is pretty surreal. So I can't imagine if I was the person holding an owl, that would be a surreal moment for me.
It was neat. I'm not going to lie. It was really neat holding that bird. But again, just it was just so funny when it turned its head. And as I put in that Facebook post, you know, I just being Thanksgiving Day, it was a great opportunity to take an opportunity to be thankful that God made me ugly enough to scare the life back into a bird.
You did it. Mission accomplished.
But you know, the funny thing too is that my brother-in-law, he just got this new car, and I mean, it's a nice one. I'm not going to lie. It's a nice one. So what do we do first thing with it? We go collect a wild animal in it. Yeah. The scene from Tommy Boy where they get the deer in the back seat and that deer proceeds to obliterate the roof of the car. That kind of went through my mind afterward, but
I can see that.
Fortunately, No cars were harmed and no owls were harmed in the photographing of the incident.
Well, it definitely was a great story to be shared on the Mark White Show page. And a lot of people saw you with that owl and had some really great comments just thanking you for taking care of that owl and doing what you did. I know that it was more than just you, but I'm glad that you had that opportunity to be there when you did and to help that owl. And as I said, there's a lot of people who commented. I think several hundred people responded to the post.
Well, yeah. When I put it out there, I really did not expect that. It was just, hey, it was a beautiful picture of a beautiful owl. And I was like, yeah, share that. But you say that, and it is important, though, I think, to reiterate to people
this was not something, I mean, you noticed it and you said it as well. It's like, you didn't have gloves on. I'm like, we didn't have time to get gloves. If I was in my pickup, I would have had them, but there was no time. This bird needed to get rescued out of the middle of the road. And, the only thing I can think of is maybe it had slammed into the side of the car or something for it to be where it was.
Right.
But, just to reiterate, people, this was not something we sought to do. We didn't see an opportunity to grab an owl and bring it in for pictures just because it would be neat. I would never do that. You're just asking for trouble, and you're not doing right by the animal when you try to do something like that. So this wasn't something that we did as a photo opportunity. It was just a situation we were presented with to rescue that bird. And while I'm thinking of it, there are resources out there. Anytime you come across an injured animal, if you're not comfortable in grabbing one, which I grew up in the middle of the sticks with chickens and birds and cats and dogs and rabbits. And so, I was unfamiliar with animals. It was not something that I was unfamiliar with. But for those who are not comfortable, certainly there are a number of resources out there. There were a few shared on that Facebook page. I can't call them up by name immediately, but there are places you can call, like your state wildlife department officials. They can assist in situations where you don't necessarily feel comfortable. So, but the important thing is, if it's in the middle of the road, you got to do it carefully. You don't want to get yourself run over trying to save an animal. But, I do think when we are in an opportunity to assist and to help something, that's what we're supposed to do.
I totally agree, Jason, and I'm glad that you had that opportunity to help that owl. And I want to give you the opportunity also to share about the two newspapers and how people can connect with your paper, whether it be the Baldwin News or the Baldwin News or the Red Bay newspaper.
Well, they are two very hyper-local newspapers. We really don't cover much outside of our own communities. The way I look at it is, if somebody wants news from Birmingham or news from New York, there are tons of opportunities to get that somewhere else. We focus on our communities. Red Bay, in the Red Bay area, we cover Red Bay, Vina, Alabama, Belmont, Mississippi, Baldwin. It's pretty much just Baldwin. We do cover some in Saltillo, Mississippi, the Wheeler community near Baldwin, but we're just really hyper local. The websites for both Red Bay's is trbnews.net. It's the abbreviation of the Red Bay News, trbnews.net. Baldwin News is baldwinnews.com. This one is Baldwin, Mississippi, and it's Baldwin with a Y, and then news.com.
Perfect. Jason, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the show today to share about what you're doing there in the Tupelo, Red Bay area, and I appreciate your good work, and community newspapers are important. And I believe that, and I believe that the stories that you're able to get out about the community, I think that they can serve to unify a community, and I believe that we need to support local newspapers when and where we can.
Well, I certainly appreciate that, and I certainly do. And, in this day and age of Facebook, not everything is on Facebook. Facebook does not cover your board, your city council meetings. Facebook does not go to these other events. Facebook is not the one showing up to cover the local high school football or basketball or baseball game. Now, you may have some photos shared by parents, but for the record books, your social media is not in that capacity. And one of the things your community newspaper does is it maintains that watchdog role. It shares information. It shares your joys. It shares your pains. We're there to cover our community and to record the community's history. So, we certainly do still maintain a very important role. And, I look at things with a little bit of a lighthearted attitude, but I do still take it very seriously, the responsibility we have in these communities, because we're in a position of trust. And that's one of the problems I have with some of the media today. I think there are too many people in the media who view it as their role to try to steer public opinion.
That is not what our role is to be. Our role is to be there to inform. And in a small community, it's our role to be there as a cheerleader for that community. Doesn't mean we turn a blind eye toward things that are wrong. We have to do that. If we have a responsibility to cover those things. But we also have a responsibility to do it in a very fair and a very balanced way. And for lack of a better way to put it, to keep our opinion off the front page.
Yes.
What the opinion page is for.
And there's a place for that. And growing up, I'm old enough to, I believe, to know when a newspaper was more of you get to make a decision or you get to think what you want out of this article, as opposed to somebody writing to get us to think a certain way. That has changed a lot, and you pretty much could take a lot of news that's out there and its opinion, its op-eds constantly.
Yeah, and that's misplaced. That's not where it should be. Again, there's a place for opinion. It's just not on the front page.
I totally agree. Well, Jason, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today to share. And I know, and going back to what you said, when you have a newspaper and you want it to develop, social media doesn't necessarily do that justice. It can't. And so you go out there on the boots on the ground and you cover these stories. And in the same way, when I messaged you about the owl and you said, I don't know how much more there is to talk about. Well, in radio, I can allow it to unfold too in a conversation, and I really like that because I can get a person on, and I don't have to just talk about an owl, but we can talk about you and talk about your experiences. And I think that there's something in this show today that somebody's going to take away from it, and I believe that they're going to be encouraged and inspired by it.
Hopefully so, and if nothing else, forget the owl, forget that I publish through newspapers, forget that those papers exist. The thing to focus on is that you exist. God's got you here for a reason. He created you. He loves you. He sent his son to die for you. And that is what is important. The things we do on this earth, this owl story, it's fun for a day, but we're here preparing for our eternity. That is what's important.
Jason Collum, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Mark, I appreciate the opportunity. I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving weekend, and I hope your listeners do as well.
It's been great, and with that theme, we're going to have Kyla's Corner coming up next, and she's going to be talking about being thankful. We should all be thankful and look at what we do have. And as I said earlier, find our purpose in making a difference in somebody's life. Find that person. Find those individuals that we can help, maybe even an animal that we can help. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Talking about a special kind of hero, hero, no ordinary hero, talking about a hero, special kind of hero,
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at almhof.org.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Hi, everybody. This is BJ Thomas, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems to
fit. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know how much I love you. Please don't take my soul.
Welcome to Kyla's Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. Happy Thanksgiving to all who celebrated this week. I absolutely love this day of gratitude because there is always something to be thankful for. We can easily give thanks for the good times, family and friends who we love, and the material possessions that we have. But sometimes we have to look deeper and look back at our year and not only be thankful for our blessings, but be thankful for all the difficult and painful times. These are the times that make us stronger and braver. And more than ever, the year 2020 has been a difficult year of change, pain, and struggle for the majority of the world. Gratitude, by definition, is thankful appreciation for what an individual receives, whether tangible or intangible. It is a way to appreciate what you have instead of always reaching for something new to make you happier. My whole life, I've been reaching for something new, something bigger, and something better. When one incredible dream came true for me, I dreamt up another big, incredible dream. And when that dream was realized, I had another. And then 2020 came and life as I knew it stopped. And wow, it was like I was hit by a ton of bricks and told, stop, breathe, and discover what you really want, Kyla. And then I was given the gift of time, something I never had before. I was given the time to discover that I'm not only a singer, but also a pretty good musician and songwriter. If I was not thrown into a global pandemic, it may have taken me years to discover this. and maybe I would have never discovered it at all. So I'm really thankful for the gift of time that I was given, even though it also caused a lot of heartbreak, struggle, and pain. I share this story with my listeners to help you change your mindset. Look at the hard times and see if there's something to be thankful for. I also want you to look ahead and be hopeful that things will get better and our world will heal. During this holiday season, you can cultivate gratitude by giving thanks to the people around you. I have so many people to thank for their support of my career, keeping me safe and healthy, and for my overall happiness. Though I can't express gratitude like I usually would in a year where we aren't in a global pandemic, there are still so many ways that I love to give thanks to someone. I like to show my appreciation by making a card, writing a thank you note, or even making homemade treats. Just a simple gesture to show how much you really care for your family and friends. I encourage you all this holiday season and moving forward with 2021 to count your blessings instead of sheep. Focus on having a positive mindset and live life as I do. Sunny side up.
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away. Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. Now I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Hey there, it's Melissa Joan Hart, and you're listening to Kyla's Corner on The Mark White Show. And I just want to encourage you all to live life sunny side up in your community today.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute replay from The Mark White Show. Here we play Make a Difference Minute segments from the past week as we try to make a difference in the lives of others. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Athens Bible School, located in Athens, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, we have former UAB softball coach and founder of Empower You, Coach Marla Townsend.
Hi, I'm Marla Townsend. I'm the founder of a nonprofit called Empower You. I'm also the former UAB softball head coach, and I want to talk to you today about choices and decisions. You see, every morning you wake up, you have a decision to make. First of all, do I push my snooze? Do I get up? What is it that I'm going to eat for breakfast? Do I even eat breakfast? Am I going to brush my teeth? What am I going to wear? What path am I going to take to work or to school? Am I prepared? Whatever it is, I want you to think about all the decisions that you make from the choices and how that really defines your day. Well, then it also, all your decisions throughout the days define your life. Today plus a day plus today, that's tomorrow. I mean, it's your life. That is what it's all about. Prepare yourself to make the decisions possible, to give yourself every opportunity to be successful. Reduce stress in your life. Go to empoweryou.org. We would love to come visit a school near you.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Trinity Medical Care, located in Huntsville, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Welcome to Kyla's Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. I love to find my inspiration by reading positive and inspirational quotes daily. Recently, I accidentally came across one that stopped me dead in my tracks. I wanted to share it, and I would like my listeners, men, women, boys, and girls, to really think about these powerful words. It begins, "Girls are like apples on trees. The best ones are at the very top of the trees. The boys don't want to reach for the good ones because they are afraid of falling and getting hurt. Instead, they just get the rotten apples from the ground that aren't as good, but easy. So, apples at the top of the tree think something's wrong with them, when in reality, they're amazing. They just have to wait for the right boy to come along, the one who's brave enough to climb all the way to the top of the tree." After reading this quote, I don't look at it as gender specific. Have you ever felt like that apple at the top of the tree? The one no one is brave enough to pick? Or you are the apple at the bottom of the tree? Are you someone who doesn't set standards for yourself, allowing others to treat you poorly and lacking the self-confidence and self-esteem you deserve? I encourage everybody listening to treat yourself like you are the apple at the top of the tree. Discover your worth. When you love and care for yourself, your self-confidence will increase dramatically. Never compromise your integrity for anyone. I promise you, there is a great view from the top of the tree. So join me, and always live your life sunny side up.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Green's Dependable Hardware, located in Russellville, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
I have a very special guest today from Hand in Paw. Her name is Ashley Foster, and she is the development director for Hand in Paw. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Ashley.
Thank you so much. Well, our mission is to improve human health and well-being through animal-assisted therapy. We also visit retirement homes and schools, lots of different facilities, over 100 partners in the community. I've always been an animal lover, and I grew up with dogs. Never in my wildest dreams would I think I'd be so lucky as to work at a nonprofit, but I can bring my own dog, who's kind of been my own personal therapy animal. Any way that people feel inclined to support us, we are grateful. And Giving Tuesday's coming up after Thanksgiving. That's another fundraiser that we'll have going on. It's really easy to create a Facebook fundraiser and raise money that way. We're just grateful for any way people want to support Hand in Paw. You can go onto our website, give that way, or you can do it on Facebook. But our goal is to raise $5,000, and it will go towards this literacy program that we're continuing to expand and build.
So. Oh, and I hope that listeners just go in groves now to handinpaw.org.
Oh, yes, yes. And, we are grateful for a dollar. Every yes. little bit counts.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Trinity Medical Care, located in Huntsville, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute is coming up next. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Right now, I have on the line with me Philip Davis. He is the father of Peyton Davis, who we have mentioned has leukemia and is currently at UAB Medical Center being treated. And man, people have responded in a big way. I know that Peyton has to feel the love that people are sharing with him right now through friends, family, people that he doesn't even know. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Phil Davis.
we've really been blessed with a large outpouring of folks. We've got ex-classmates of his. We've got, I mean, I've gotten people that I went to high school with, that my wife went to school with. I mean, we've had folks reach out to us from Tennessee, Kentucky, New Mexico, and even beyond. We're seeing friends posted on their Facebook and things like that, and people are responding and reaching out. And we've definitely felt the blessings of a lot of people being concerned about him, praying for him on his behalf. It's been really great for us to keep us moving forward. It's all still very new. We just found out Thursday.
People can go to Keep Grinding PayPay, and that's all one complete thought. Keep Grinding PayPay, P-A-Y-P-A-Y, on the group. You can find it on the Mark White Show. I just shared it. Now it's up to 294 people.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located in Tuscumbia, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show is coming up next. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Braxy Weidman, he is currently battling cancer. We have been a part of this effort to try to bring awareness to Braxy and his situation. Brax HQ, that's B-R-A-X HQ. That's the page where you can go to follow Braxy's journey and see all the outpouring of love for him during this difficult time for their family. Right now, I have on the line with me Macy Petrie, and she has come up with a way to try to help Braxton and his family. And I wanted Macy to be able to share that here on the Mark White Show today. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Macy.
Hi, thank you for having me. I've been customizing shoes for a little over a year now. I've come up with shoes for Braxy. Now, throughout the end of December, all of the proceeds that I make off of these shoes will go towards Braxton and his family to help cover the cost of their medical expenses.
We want people to get custom shoes if they want them. I'm excited about this. I'm excited about you stepping in to do this. You can go to @Macy's Custom Kicks on Instagram. You can also message her at Macy Petrie through Facebook, M-A-C-E-Y-P-E-T-R-E-Y. I tell people that they don't have to worry about their purpose 5 years, 10 years from now. They can make a person like Braxy their purpose right now. I think it's a great thing to step up and to help a young man like this.
Absolutely.
This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Trinity Medical Care, located in Huntsville, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute is coming up next.
Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
And this is Petra's Path to a Poodle for a Service Dog. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Sarah.
Good morning.
Glad to have you. Let's talk about your daughter, Petra, and what the need is for this service dog.
Basically, she has been struggling over the last year with symptoms of dysautonomia. She's been officially diagnosed with orthostatic intolerance, and that basically means she passes out a lot. But there's a lot of other stuff that comes with that and some other symptoms she's been having, and lots of jobs for a service dog to help her with. So we are doing an option that should run from December 1st to the 15th. URL for the Facebook group. It's really simple. It's facebook.com/group/Petra's Poodle. They should be able to request to join that group and we'll just approve. But if anybody wants to join, we're going to let them in.
We're talking about Petra's Path to a Poodle, a service dog, and we want to try to help however we can. And I hope that if you're listening, you'll find an opportunity to make a difference in Petra's life today.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-a-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Once again, we'd like to thank Jason Collum with the Baldwin News and the Red Bay News for joining us here on the Mark White Show today. We also appreciate Kyla Carter and a brand new edition of Kyla's Corner about being thankful. You can find Kyla Carter on Instagram and Facebook at Kyla D. Carter, as well as at Kyla's Corner Podcast. Please let your friends know about the Mark White Show and let them see where they can make a difference as well. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.